What's going on, everybody? This be your boy DJ Anonymous with another episode of Sports Biz Music, the podcast. I know it's been a long time. I think it's almost been a month since the last episode. Grad school, it's been a lot going on lately. So yeah, man, the last episode I talked about that college football changing. I want to touch on that a little bit. For the first, we just had 2 weeks. This was the second week of college football. It's actually been 3 weeks technically because of week zero. But college football is very interesting this year. It's very, very interesting. It's going to be another episode where I'm going to break down the college football season so far, especially talk about the U. Kind of disappointed in them. The Alabama game, I thought they would do better. And then the App State game, they was basically, I don't know, it was crazy. But anyway, on tonight's show, I want to talk about bringing unity back to Miami and the rest of Florida, but really to my city, Miami. It was a few episodes ago when I was talking about the Miami Entertainment Awards, and then I was talking about my thoughts in Miami and South Florida music and whatnot. I believe, I'm trying to think what episode that was. It was episode 123. Right now we're on 131, and I was talking about my thoughts on the state of hip hop in Miami and the rest of Florida. So for this one, it's gonna be bringing unity to the whole Miami, the whole Florida. The reason why I want to do this podcast is because I've been thinking for a long time about this, and we're in 2021, so a lot of us have platforms. We have podcasts, YouTube. We have a lot of outlets, and up and coming outlets. Like for me, even though I've been doing podcasting for like almost 4 years, I'm still up and coming. I'm not well known yet. I will get there real soon. But the reason why I want to touch on this subject is because I feel that we need to have some type of unity down here. It don't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic. It don't matter if you wasn't born and raised here, but you was raised here pretty much your whole life. 'Cause we have a lot of that. We call them transplants. Really for the up north people, not really for the Caribbean. Really for the up north, like New York, Philly, all them boys, L.A. But it's like an inside thing. Y'all don't take it seriously, though. But anyway, the reason why I want to talk about this is because when I was 15 years old as a DJ, it was very, very hard for me at the time. And not just because of competition, because at that time, you know, you had DJ Chronic, DJ Obscene, DJ Ideal. You had Sam Sneak and the whole Jam Squad DJs. You had DJ Meat with the whole Street Connect DJs. At the time, I know he got his own coalition. But it wasn't about the competition and the DJs. It was more of, you know, not even the artists, because the artists will help you out too. It was more about the people, you know, like the actual, like, people that's, you know, fans, you know. And first thing first, even around that time, people was like, man, I want why people don't support us, like people in Atlanta, people in New York, LA, Houston. And my thought was because it's a lot of jealousy, it's a lot of envy, it's a lot of negative, you know, energy around. But it wasn't even just that either. The whole, from, I'm almost 30 years old, so almost 15 years ago, and to now, I had to brainstorm. I'm like, so what's the issue with us not working together, and also with us not opening up different labels, different studios, and just anything, not just music, but like anything, like movies, you know, media now, especially with all, you know, everybody have their own podcasts and stuff and try to push, you know, local artists. And I'm like, what is it? So I thought about it and I came up with something, with the answer. Excuse me. And I think it's communication. The reason why I say communication is because when I was coming up, especially as a DJ, you know, I had my own brand, Team DRG, Downright Gangsta Entertainment, and whatnot. And I had my own people, my own folk. But even though when I had that, I was like working so hard, pushing so hard that I felt like it was only me that was taking it seriously. And not to diss them, because at the time we was young, you know, it was more like a family thing at the time. But like as far as like my homeboys and my homegirls, that was like my second family. Some of them I still talk to this day. But when I was grinding, I think I told a little bit about my story in one of the episodes. But when I was grinding, like, I used to drop mixtapes like every month. I used to have different artists, local artists come on and do their thing. And I'm thinking about bringing that back. Anyway, long story short, I'm like, you know, one thing about Miami and the whole Florida is that we have a problem with being friendly. And when I say that, is that we're comfortable in our own, like in our own circles. So for me, when I was 15, 16, 17 years old, going to college, my goal was to, you know, at the time was MySpace, and then I had to move to Facebook and Twitter and then Instagram. I was like, man, forget that. I'm going to network with everybody from not just here, but all across the world. And that's what I did. And from then, like, I had built a whole, like, network, right? And as I got older, I started realizing that it's not that we're not just friendly, that we're not friendly, because we are friendly, like, especially when I peep with the ones that's already made it, you know, they you know, they got their big deals and stuff or whatnot. People got to remember, Miami's still Southern. It's just that we don't show each other Southern hospitality to each other. It kind of changed over the years. Like now, I can say that people are starting to speak more to each other, but maybe what 15 years ago, it was kind of like it was too much competition going on, too much negativity, too much jealousy within that. But also it was that we didn't want to communicate about it. We didn't even want to help each other out, and people had their own circle. And I feel like that's what felt this. Like, think about it. People gotta understand, back in 05, 06, we were set to have a lot of artists to come out. DJ Khaled came out with Listen. Y'all remember the album Listen? The album. It's hard to find it now because I don't know what, you know, the copywritten or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, I'm giving y'all my opinion and my logic and what I think will happen. So let's just follow me, y'all. I'm going through my personal timeline. So 05, 06, I believe at the time Ross came out, but Ross was out maybe what, 04? But Ross was like, that was him. It was Ross, Flo Rida, Pitbull. Those was like the main three. Trick Daddy was already out, of course, Trina. And DJ Khaled. If you want to count him, well, we might as well count him, even though he wasn't born here and he wasn't like always here the whole time. He represented Miami so much since like the 90s, so we got to count him. But anywho, so we had that group. So let's expand over the whole Florida. You know, Plies came out, T-Pain came out. I don't know if y'all remember Two Pistols, he came out. Of course, we had Pretty Ricky came out too. So, like, we was Flo Rida. So, we was, we was heating up. And then locally, you had the Icebergs, you had the Ball Greasies, you had the Biddy Blues. You had the Busta Freeze at the time. You had, damn, who was? It was a lot of them boys. Briscoe. I don't know if I said Briscoe, but you had Briscoe. The whole Dunt Riders. Like, you had so many of these Miami artists, and now I'm just speaking just Miami artists in particular. So 06 was supposed to be like, all right, these boys are supposed to be famous and stuff. And cause people like my group of friends, like my brothers, as we got into high school and then we went to college, it was a lot of people that listened to Briscoe, the Iceberg, the Biddy Blue. And remember at the time, these boys were still coming up. They ain't reached commercial though. The closest one who reached commercial at the time was Biddy Blue, because he did them overseas shows, and then Ball Greasy because he had some hits, and of course Briscoe. But I feel like Biddy Blue was the one who kind of went commercial at the time, but he still wasn't getting his respect. So. And you had a whole bunch of artists. I'm sorry if I ain't name y'all. It's been a while. But you had them. Oh, yeah, you had NB Stunners. You had Grimo. I can't forget about them boys. You had the Hustleholics, the one with an absolute throat of, like, you had them boys. Bruh, from 05 to, like, 09, 2010. Florida in general, but just particularly in Miami now. And before I say this, I'm not one of the people that blame, oh, South Florida, Miami, you know, that's different from Florida. It's a whole nother podcast. I'm going to talk about that too. I'm going to touch on that. But to me, it's all the same shit. But anyway, we going to continue. We all Florida. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. But in this episode, I'm particularly talking about Miami and the Miami artists and why we haven't, you know, blown up like that. So anyway, so you had them artists, and at the time we were like, man, we got a whole group. It's been the first time in years. Cause people got to think about it. Before 05, it was an artist that came out like every other 3 to 5 years or something. Like, we could go back to, like, even right now I'm doing my own homework, you feel me? Like, you had Uncle Luke and Two Live Crew, you had JT Money and the Poison Clan, then you had a little, you had people in between the timeline, and then you had Trick Daddy, You had Trina. You had, then a little bit after that, you had Ross. You had Jackie O. You had Flo Rida. You had Smithy. I don't know if y'all remember Smithy. That was another one. It's kind of one hit wonder, but he kind of made it. You had Black Dada. He from Broward, but I'm just, you know, even Ace Hood, like, you know, this Miami, South Florida, Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, you know, music. And we was just ripping and ripping and ripping. And like, when we was just known for having just artists every 3 to 5 years, we thought that shit was going to change for that generation. And it didn't. And the reason why I feel like it didn't is because, not because, oh, they too local, the sound is dumbed down. First of all, a lot of people steal our stuff. A lot of people use our stuff to this day. Like, when I be hearing West Coast and Midwest artists saying JIT, like, I'm like, you know, that's not even just a Florida thing, that's a Southern thing, you feel me? When they be saying, like, certain words and certain slangs, I'm like, that's a Miami thing. Like, nobody else says Shroom. You know what I'm saying? Everybody used to say Thot. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was certain sayings that we would say down here in Miami, South Florida, and the rest of Florida. But everybody else was doing it, was saying it. And then even with the whole, the beats, the lingo, like I said a little, like, earlier, just everything, like, how we move. Like, me personally, I don't wear golds, and I don't have dreads, but you started seeing more people doing that, and I'm like, I've seen that my whole life, you know, down here in the crib. And even just the way people used to talk, I'm like, sometimes, especially in this era now, because one, in this era, not everybody have, like, you can still tell, like, somebody's from Florida, they from, you know, Georgia, you know what I'm saying, they from New York, you know, Cali, you can still kind of hear it, but not like how I used to be back in the 90s and the 2000s, like, you could tell, like, oh, he from Miami, or he from Atlanta, or he from Chicago, or he from LA, or he from New York, or he from the Carolinas, Texas, you know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays, it's like everybody sound like, because everybody, you know, just like what Trick said, shout out to Trick Daddy and the Drink Champs. But like he said on the Drink Champs a couple weeks ago, everybody's starting to sound like the South. Because, you know, back in them days, people used to make fun of us. They used to make fun how we talk, you know, how we say things, you know, and, now, it's funny that when people talk, especially people from up north, like from New York and L.A., you know, even though I fuck with L.A. a lot, because L.A., to me, always had their own style. Just like New York. New York always had their own style, too. Like, everybody had their own style. But I feel like, you know, a lot of the younger New York artists, they sound like they Southern, like, I don't know, because of the influence that we had on them. I don't know. But they sound like us. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so to get back locally, from 05 to maybe 2010, I'm thinking, like, damn, we finna add more fuel to the fire. Like, we gonna add more artists. You know? But that didn't happen. So 4 or 5 years later, you got new artists like Chaotic, Denzel Curry, Mike Smith, who else was, I mean, you can add Kodak, even though it's Broward, but Smoke Perp, Lil Pump, but even though most of them boys, I don't really listen to their music like that, but I'm going to support home team, you feel me? You had a few other cats that came out of, you know, that's coming out of Dade and Broward and Palm Beach. And I feel like with their generation, they was more together, or they are, you know, they are together because the fact that, I guess they did their homework and they felt like, man, we ain't finna go do like them old heads, you know, what did back in the day. Like, we gonna change that. Plus, you got social media. Social media is dominant now. People gotta understand. I'm 29, so 10, 15 years ago, like, yeah, we had MySpace. And before me, like, with the 80 Babies, they had, like, Black Planet and all that stuff. And they had AOL, the chat room and all that. But speaking with my generation, like my specific generation was the 90 kids, like, the early 90s, late 90s. I mean, late 80s. Yeah, MySpace. Then Facebook came a little bit later. Twitter. I'm going to say when I was in high school, Twitter was probably getting, it was getting to the point where it was getting hot. So that was probably like 08. I was a junior. And then Instagram came later when I was in college. Of course, you had Vine. You had Snapchat. Now you got TikTok. Now even you can put your content on LinkedIn now. There's so many, like, now it's different now, you know. And of course I'm not even missing the SoundCloud. You know, where everybody put up their music, and now it's like a free for all. Like, people get signed left and right. But yeah, long story short, we gotta unite, cause there's so much talent down here. And I be on my Spotify, I be listening to different artists. Like, shout out, I'm looking on my Spotify right now. Shout out to Prez P. He's a Miami artist. He's from North Miami. This man here, like, he's different. Like, I had him on the show in the early episodes, and he reminds me of Currency. Like, he makes singles, he makes albums, mixtapes, and it's like, he's so underrated. He's still underrated. Matter of fact, he's so underrated. Prez P was actually around when I was DJing. So technically, he in my generation, but, you know, with music and people listening to it later and everything, like, he's technically part of this generation, even though he's really in that generation where it was Iceberg, Biddy Blue, shit, even Young Fee. Y'all boys remember Young Fee. He was part of that generation. You know what I'm saying? With the NB Stunners, all them boys. So you got him. Just to name a few, man. I talked about Mike Smith. He in that era too. But he technically in this era now. Man, it's a lot of artists, man. It's a lot of artists that's even coming out right now. And I'm like, we gotta unite, man. Like, we really have to, like, unite and show these folk that, you know, we here. Like, we not, like, Art Morrell. Shout out to Art Morrell. Art Morrell out of Kendall, South Dade. Like, the man is different. Like, it's so many, like, different artists from down here. Like, we have to, like, do our due diligence and help, you know, market out these artists, because it's a damn shame that, you know, we don't get that love. Like, another example, and he blew up, Denzel Curry. But guess what? When you listen to Denzel Curry, all his projects, and then you hear another artist, you be like, damn, this nigga sound like Denzel Curry. Like, Denzel Curry, to me, in my opinion, he's one of the most artistic artists to come out of Dade County. Because one, I'm not gonna say he don't sound like a regular day kind of dude, a person, cause he do, but he's very smart, like me. Like, I may not sound like a regular day kind of person, but people could know that I'm from Dade, I'm from Miami, like just by my accent and certain things I say. And like, but with his music and his creativity, like, Denzel Curry is just like, the man is amazing, man. Like it's we have to unite, y'all. Like, for me, I'm gonna do my best as I can to look up new artists from down here. Continue to play their music, share their music. And yeah, man, I just don't want everybody to go through that same cycle of every 5 to 10 years. Like, it's gotten better over the years, don't get me started, but I felt like if we would have had that movement back in 05 to 2010, and like everybody just, you know, did their thing, promote the artists. Well, you know what? Scratch that. Cause it goes back to that circle. It wasn't even like that. Because I'm gonna tell you something. Think of Miami like a Houston or New York or Atlanta or LA. And these, I'm talking to my out of towners. Miami alone have cities within cities, towns within towns. Miami to me is the only city in the world where you could go to the beach, you could go to the suburbs, you could go to the hood, you could go to the richest places in the world, you could go to the country. You know, like, Miami is so diverse. So when I name these cities, you know, there's some of these cities, I'm gonna try to name them by my head. But when you got cities like Miami Lakes, Hialeah, North Miami Beach, Homestead, Perrin, Cutler Bay, South Miami Heights, Coral Gables, Opa-locka, Carroll City, Liberty City, Poker Beans, Florida City, Leisure City, Naranja, Aventura, South Beach, North Beach, Miami Beach, Doral, Medley, you know, I could keep going, Miami Springs, Brickell, downtown Miami, goddamn Richmond Heights, like, I could keep going. Kendall, West Kendall, Hialeah Gardens, Miami Gardens. You know what I'm saying? Like, people gotta understand, like Miami is so big, is that as an artist, like, let's say for example, right, I'm from down south, which we call South Dade, we call it down south. You know, like in other cities, they'll say, oh, I'm from the north side, I'm from the south side. Nah, uphill, we call it down south, or like folks from down south, they'll call us either up top or up north. So we either call them down south or South Dade or whatever, or the bottom, which we already the bottom, but you get what I mean. So, they say I'm from down south, right? My name is DJ Anonymous, but I'm a rapper. So, my goal, and let's say I'm from, like, Naranja. So, my goal is to attack Naranja first. So, I'm going to spend my music, I'm going to promote my music. I'm gonna sell my CDs. Yes, people still have CDs now. You know what I'm saying? CDs are still a good thing. Or USBs, right? Whatever. Let's just say I'm promoting my music. So I promote my music. I'm from my hometown, from Naranja. I'm not from Naranja. I'm just an example, but let's say I was from Naranja, from down south. I attacked Naranja first, right? Then after I attack Naranja, I'm attack Princeton. Then after Princeton, I'm gonna attack Leisure City. Then after Leisure City, I'm gonna attack Homestead, which is like the biggest city in down south. Then I'm gonna attack Florida City. Then I'm gonna attack Kendall. I'm gonna attack West Kendall. I'm gonna attack Coral Gables. I'm gonna attack Coconut Grove. I'm gonna attack Vizcaya. Like I'm gonna attack everything that's south. Like that's anything from Southwest First Street on down to damn near what it go to Southwest 338 something street, whatever. I'ma do that. By the time I'm finished with that whole section, I'm people know me. People may not know me in North Miami or NMB or Open Lock or Carroll City or whatnot, but down south, I rule that shit, right? It's not that we don't promote ourselves and people don't support us, because people do. Oh, yeah, shout out to Ghouls. I ain't, don't make sure I don't forget Ghouls, but people don't realize it's not that. You know, we don't promote our music and stuff and things like that. And people don't support us, because people do support us, whether you're an artist, a DJ, or whatnot. But I feel like as big as Miami is, us artists, DJs, like we get so comfortable in certain parts of Miami that we're not willing to attack the other parts of Miami and the in-between parts of Miami. You know what I'm saying? Like, me, I'm from up north. So, if I'm only going to attack Carroll City, Open Locker, Hialeah, North Miami, North Miami Beach, Aventura, Miami Springs, Doral, Medley, Miami Gardens, Liberty City, Poker Beans, Little Haiti, Little Havana, was really Little Havana down south, technically, because it's southwest. North Shore and all that, Miami Shores. If I'm only gonna attack those areas, yeah, I'm gonna be known up here, but I'm still missing a big piece in down south. So my whole thing is that's my whole thing about uniting. Like, whether you are an artist, a podcaster, anything, a producer, somebody that's just in media, probably got their own underground station right now, a DJ. Let's unite and be smart. You know, when we do our work and our due diligence, because we need to come together. It's about time. It's open. Like, if y'all really pay attention to the whole market, and I'm strictly talking about music and media, it is wide, excuse my language, but it's wide the fuck open. Right now, music, you don't have no dominant city right now. I mean, you have Atlanta, but Atlanta, in my opinion, is kind of dying down. Because you start seeing that old New York is starting to creep up. You know, the whole East Coast starting to creep up. And, of course, L.A. So, it's like, even though Southern hip hop is creeping, is going up. It's not just because of Atlanta. You got the Carolinas now. You know what I'm saying? You got more artists from Texas coming up more. Not just Houston. You got artists from like Dallas and whatnot. Louisiana coming back, you know what I'm saying, with some of their artists. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing, I forgot he's an artist. He's from Arkansas. They coming up. You know, especially now in the West Coast, you got artists from Arizona, you know what I'm saying? Artists from the Pacific Northwest, from Seattle and all that. Same thing with the Midwest, you know what I'm saying? Chicago's doing that thing, but now Detroit is buzzing again, you know? And there's going to be a time where Cleveland and the rest of Ohio going to get their shine again, you know? And you can even go back down south. You got Jack Harlow from Kentucky. Kentucky haven't had shine in a minute, you know? But he bringing that back. Everything is wide open right now. At the end of the day, just like sports, just like movies, just like any industry, tech, you're going to need competition, but you're going to need somebody to dominate that shit. In Miami and the rest of Florida, the whole Florida, fuck it. From Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, Martin County, Duval, Tallahassee, Orlando, Tampa, Pensacola, Jacksonville, Titusville, Fort Myers, Naples, Key West, like, it's wide open for us. Like, it's literally wide open for us, and we have to support each other as much as we can. Because I feel like this is I'm not gonna say this is our last shot, but I feel like this is gonna be our last shot, and then, like, we gotta wait another 5 years. Because we hot right now, y'all. Like, the attention is on us now. You know what I'm saying? Like, my podcast haven't blown up yet. It haven't got to that point, but people are listening. You know what I'm saying? And just for me, just listening to music, reading articles, you know, seeing what's going on in my own city, my own state, like Florida in general as a whole. We're becoming a hotbed for a lot of things. Like, for example, basketball. Years ago, basketball, like, we weren't known for basketball, but we had talent. Like, Tracy McGrady and Vince Carter are the greatest basketball players that ever came out of Florida. But now you start seeing, like, it's a lot of these young kids, like, they getting a basketball now. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the days, it'd be football. It was just football and baseball. That's what we was known for. Football and baseball. Now we starting to grow in basketball. And, of course, we had tennis, too. Like, I'm talking about, like, team sports. Like, now it's like it's getting bigger now. So, I'm trying to tell y'all, man, like, people who's inspired to start a podcast, people who want to be producers, do it, DJs, do it, artists, do it, songwriter, do it, entrepreneur, do it, and that's another thing, and that's going to be another episode, too. We need to learn how to buy back our block, meaning we need to learn to, instead of going to Georgia, Carolinas, and the whole Midwest, and going to Jersey, and going to Texas, and California, and all that, and Nevada, I know it's hard. It's even hard for me. But if you look at the whole landscape, buying, like, land and stuff down here is really not that expensive. It could take one person to save up, or it could take 5 to 6, 10 group of people to put their money in together. We get this land. We start our own communities, specifically bring back farming. Farming is something that, you know, I feel like is very slept on. And whoever's listening, y'all should look into it, because that's something that I've been wanting to do for years. I always told myself, once I get the money, I want to do farming. Farming's going to be one of my outlets. Like, Florida was known for that. Florida was known at one point, architecture. Like, I can go, I don't want to sound like I'm too old, but, like, you know, just talking to the younger generation, like, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, Miami Lakes didn't look like how Miami Lakes look right now. Miami Lakes had nothing but farmland. It still do, but that, all that 57, like, Red Road, all that was farmland. Where that Lowe's at, all that was farmland. Where that, when them new apartments, well, they not new no more, but, like, the apartments over there by the canal and all that, that should be farmland. You know? So, we have to, you know, bring back the farming. Like, I be telling my dog, my homeboy, I be telling him, like, you know, some of these plazas where they just build, like, the same shit, like, the same stupid-ass stores, like, we could use that land for a farm. Or even if you build a plaza, we could use that plaza to have more mom and pop shops. That's another thing. Florida was known for that at one point. It's slowly coming back, but when I was growing up, it was mom and pop shops for everything, for every industry, whether it's for clothing, for car washes, restaurants, tech shops where they used to sell, like, computers, fix your computers, sell video games, shoes. Like, we need more of that instead of, like, you know, it's cool to franchise, to have something to make some money. But now you look at some of these franchises, you look at Chick-fil-A, if you get a franchise in Chick-fil-A, you have to only focus on Chick-fil-A. You can't even, like, let's say you, like, man, I'm a franchise owner of Chick-fil-A. I can't even franchise in another company that don't even have to do with the food industry. Like, I can't even open up a Starbucks, or I can't even start my own company, like, to focus on that too. Like, they it's like, in this era, and what I'm learning is, in this era, we got everything. We got social media. Everything is reachable. Everything's easier. But sometimes I wish I can, you know, go back, you know, being an adult in the 90s and the 80s, you know, 2000s, where everything was less strict. Where I can be an owner of Chick-fil-A, but then turn around and have a Home Depot. You know what I'm saying? And then turn around and create my own business. Create about two or three more business, turn around, do real estate, and, like, just let everything roll, you know. But nowadays, a lot of these Fortune 500 companies, you know, they starting to realize that, damn, like, these people out here, they trying to be capitalists. They really trying to be capitalists. They trying to not just be millionaires, because even though there's way more millionaires right now, way more multi-millionaires than ever been before. But a lot of people, like, some people really want to be billionaires, and they want to have they want to leave that legacy. And I'm one of them. But the moral of the story is, we got to unite down here. We have too many history down here in Florida. And I'm specifically talking about to my black folk. You know, shout out to the Hispanics, to the white people, whatnot, but us black folk, we have to have our own museums too, just like the Jews, just like the Spanish, just like even the white folk. We got to have our own communities, like, build up our own communities, like we do, but we need to create more. It's just a lot we have to do, you know, especially in our state, in Florida. People don't realize, you know, the indigenous people wasn't the only the indigenous people, the Indians, were not the only people that was here. Spanish people wasn't here yet. It was the indigenous people. It was West Indies, black Bahamians, Jamaicans, Haitians, Puerto Ricans, and Dominicans. Those were the only one that was around, whenever one of the people say about Christopher Columbus had us, like, everybody was already there, you know. And people got to realize that, you know, at the end of the day, this is our land. You know what I'm saying? Don't give a damn what people say. This is our land. So we have to sit back, do our research, and be like, you know what? Let's buy back the block, you know, and let's make it better. But that's all I wanted to say, though, on this episode. I had to let that out. I'm going to try to do another episode tomorrow or the following day. But y'all already listened to this episode. you know, really think about, you know, really think about, like, what I told y'all. Some of y'all may not understand, some of y'all will, but my thing is, we got to buy back the block, and there's so much opportunity down here. Don't be quick to move. Like, at the end of the day, I understand, like, in some circumstances, people do have to move. They have to go see new scenery, but even when you do, still try to create something down here, you know, and continue to build something. You could be living in Seattle, Washington, but have a business down here operating on its own and it's yours. And you could probably come down maybe twice a year, three times out of the year, but create more opportunity for your people, for your community. You know what I'm saying? Because all these big Fortune 500 companies just coming in and try to take it over, like, nah. We got to stop that. And then we also got to stop, like, you know, just saying, like, oh, I want to do this and do that. Move up, move somewhere else. Well, it's okay to move. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, like, one day I want to move from down here. I want to move out of Florida. But at the same time, I want to have so much business down here to let people know, like, hey, at the end of the day, I looked out for my people, and I love my state, and I love my city. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, this be your boy, DJ Anonymous, with Sports Biz Music, the podcast, episode 131, and I'm out. God bless. Peace.